tunnel. Vision shift, brain rift, crying in the lift. Physically higher, mentally dire. Tissues fill the dryer. Liar, it's not that bad. Man up, lad, 'tis but a fad. Persist too long and you'll truly be mad. When did the act become reality? When did sadness become totality? I loathe to question the clarity. Shock therapy, mocking heresy, carefully moving towards what it means to be me. But what do I be? A question, no answer. Just another stanza, word bonanza. Replacement for the pain, replacement for life. Replace me again, insane, inane. Look at that, no one to take the blame. Now leave me alone to stew in my shame. So that was a poem that I wrote a few weeks ago, prior to starting a treatment in TMS, that's transmagnetic stimulation, and I'll get into that. But I wrote it after I decided to take action, but before I'd started the treatment. And in that poem, I was sort of feeling scared, alone, desiring to change, but not knowing what it means. There's this idea of, you know, fixing yourself, changing yourself, educating yourself, doing anything really. It changes who and what you are, right? Before you read a book versus after you read a book, you are something different. Before you take a medication, for example, an antidepressant, you are someone different before and different after. Before you consume alcohol versus after, you're a different person, right? And the decision to choose to heal, to grow, to change is terrifying because the thing making the decision is itself changing. It's like it's choosing to change itself into something that it doesn't know. And for something like a depression or an anxiety or a PTSD, you're changing, that part of you is choosing to change you into something that it has no concept of, right? For those that have followed my journey, know that I've had years of, you know, mental health issues, concerns, changes, tweaks, treatments. Since moving out of home at 16, or really since before that, since my parents' divorce at like 8 or 9, I've been running. And, you know, various endless psychologists, a variety of psychiatrists with different medications, all not really working. I'm doing everything in my power to pull all the right levers. My diet is on point. I don't consume drugs. I exercise daily. I meditate daily. I'm pulling all the right levers. I read and seek treatment. I'm even studying a Master of Counseling, right? I'm doing the work. And yet, I still suffer. I still suffer from anxiety and depression and triggers, PTSD triggers. So something has to change, and it has to change because my functionality is dropping, was dropping rather. And, you know, I've built up a online career and it's paying the bills. It's doing great. You know, I need it to grow a bit more, but I'm living off it. You know, I wouldn't say comfortably, but I am now living off it, which is great. But if my functionality drops to such a place that, you know, I can't record and I can't write and I can't do and I can't release the books and, you know, do the online coaching with people and all of the things that I'm doing to bring in income here, then that leads to obviously a detriment. And given the anxiety and the panic attacks and all of these other things, my ability to work out of the home was compromised. I'm only able to do 2 to 4 hours a week max. And socially, I'm withdrawing and a whole variety of things that happens when your mental health spirals. And given, you know, the global events that have happened over the past, you know, 4 years and all the geopolitical issues, the financial issues combining with life issues, rent rises and car crashes and other things. Basically, I've been having a pretty rough trot these last few years, culminating in ostensibly a breakdown, mental health breakdown on my birthday. Birthdays are always pretty triggering for me. I was supposed to have the kids while my partner went to work and I felt unable to look after them. Just, I was too overwhelmed. So my mum came, picked us all up, took us to her house, and I proceeded to just break down in tears in front of everyone. Now, that's obviously not ideal. And that instance, along with a few other instances, really highlighted to me the issues that I have going on. And I knew that I was anxious. I knew that I had PTSD issues. But I wasn't quite aware of just how depressed I was. And having studied psychology and counseling and yada yada, I then looked back over all of the issues I'm having and reframed it through the lens of purely depression. And a lot of it mapped pretty thoroughly. So I'm like, okay, something needs to change here. I knew that medication was out of the question for me. And it's out of the question for me because I've tried it in the past and it made it worse, significantly worse. And I've shared some of the impacts down that path in previous podcast episodes. But something had to change. I'd previously seen a psychologist that was going to do EMDR with me, which is a treatment for PTSD. But before you can do that, you need to be pretty solid and not too dissociated and a whole bunch of other stuff. And so I wasn't able to do that yet. I'm like, okay, so that's out of the question. The medication was further out of the question because I've been tested and got a genetic test and they can scan. Well, it's like, is this medication going to work with you or not? Or rather, is there a risk of it, the negative effects? And for every medication, I'm sort of, it's counter-inclined to work with me. It might, probably won't. And honestly, the risk of taking the medication for me was not there. I thought it would be more risky than it's worth. And don't get me wrong, I am all for medication if it works for you, but it's not for everyone, myself included. So what's next? What's the next process here? Well, you know, we're talking about being like, at worst, you know, like crisis team sort of committed to a hospital sort of thing. I don't want that at all. And it would be involuntary. I don't like the idea of that. I want to be able to recover. And, you know, like I said, I'm doing all the right things. I'm still exercising, still meditating, still eating well, still doing all of those things. So anyway, I was recommended to do TMS, transmagnetic stimulation. And this is sort of the spiritual follower, predecessor. Not sure the right word. It's the newer version of electroshock therapy, but it's actually completely different because people hear it and they're like, oh, you're getting your brain shocked. No, I'm not getting my brain shocked. What I'm getting is where electroshock therapy is designed to cause you to have a seizure, the idea being to sort of trigger and reset everything. Electroshock therapy, what TMS does is it targets the specific part of your brain that is responsible for mood regulation and sends or activates it effectively, sort of triggering those neural pathways, teaching you how to use that pathway. The idea being is that if you target that part of the brain, it activates and then that helps you with the regulation. So you feel depressed, you feel anxious, you feel PTSD stuff, your brain can regulate because it's sort of like working out that muscle. This is the muscle that helps you regulate. And, you know, it's kind of intimidating. It's a bit scary. You need to do 35 sessions. And this is, you know, 35 sessions going there. You put this electromagnetic thing on your brain. And if you want to see what it looks like, you can click through the show notes and see the picture that I've put up on the webpage for this of me getting this treatment done. It's like a little sort of black thing on top of your head. And the person turns the machine on and it sends the zaps into the right part of the brain. It's a whole process. Like I said, 35 sessions, 4 or 5 days a week. And basically, yeah, it feels like a little tap on the brain. Sometimes it hurts a little bit. Sometimes you get a bit of a headache, but it's pretty good. And after the fact, you can feel a bit lethargic through those 35 sessions, which is definitely true. But it's working. It's working for me. I'm having non-depressed thoughts. I'm feeling joy. I had a family gathering the other day and I felt no anxiety. I'm happy. I'm smiling. It's working. Which is wild. Because it's interesting to consider or to see or to think that, you know, intervention will work. But when it actually does work, it's shocking. Pun intended. And I'm sharing this on social media, and if you're not following me, please do. My journey and all of these, sort of the progress and that sort of stuff. But so many people are interested in this process. And, you know, statistically speaking, for people like me, it works. So in Australia at least, we get Medicare funding, which is like government-supported payments to help you with treatments. I have to pay $400 out of pocket, and they pay the rest, which, if it was me, personal funding would have been $8,000 or $9,000 or $10,000. I don't know what the costs are in other countries. I can only say what I'm experiencing here. And then later on, if you need a top-up treatment, you can get 15 more for another $200 paid for by the government. You pay the 200, they pay the rest. But I like it. And I like it because for people with treatment-resistant depression, like myself, that can't take the medicine, it works without needing a follow-up. It just fixes your problems for 33% of people. For another 33% of people, they need a follow-up or top-ups, and it doesn't work for the last 33% of people. What that means is that there's more than likely, it is likely to work. Chances are this treatment will work. And that's incredible. And if it does work, it's going to help me to pivot my my career, rather, into advocacy for this treatment. It won't be the only thing I do, obviously, but it's like this works. You know, I'm feeling like I can socialize. The anticipatory anxiety is going. Like, things are doing well, which is mind-blowing. It's outrageous. The reason I'm saying this is that it's shocking to me just how much better I feel compared to how I was feeling. I'm able to sit down and meditate and be mindful, for lack of a better expression. Now, I've experienced and have had moments of mindfulness, but it's a battle. It's a fight. It's like I'm constantly falling away from it. But now I can just sort of sit in that space. It's incredible. I wrote another, this is a little silly poem that I want to share with you. It's called TMS. But it sort of relates to how I'm feeling about this. TMS. Brain zappy. Temporary pain to make Zacky feel less crappy. I want to feel happy. So here we go. Tap, tap, tappy. And look, that's silly. But honestly, this is a journey, and I'm going to take you guys along with me. You know, whether or not this works, I hope it does. I'll continue to push and fight to heal and to recover. It's funny, my experience of psychiatrists, no offense, is that most of them seem like overqualified drug dealers with bad product. It's like you see them, they're weird, they're odd, they give you some medication, here you go for the rest of your life, and off you go. Whereas the ones that did the intake for me were sane, were recommending that, encouraging, suggesting, pushing that I maintain all of the lifestyle changes I've got, the exercise, the diet, the meditation, the Tai Chi, all of those things. And I'm like, huh, okay. And they're explaining the science behind the treatment and, you know, what I can do to improve it. You know, you're triggering brain elasticity, so let's go. Let's keep the exercise. Let's keep the meditation. Let's do more of that to really benefit this brain elasticity that we're getting. Point is I'm confident and I want to share this journey with you. And they even said, like, look, if this doesn't work, there are other treatments we can go into, like psychedelic options, like MDMA or ketamine or, you know, psilocybin, the mushroom sort of stuff. Don't know how that'll work, and I hope I don't have to go down that path, because ideally it just fixes itself. But either way, yeah, I'm sort of healing, I'm recovering, I'm coming out of this dark night of the soul. And yeah, I'm going to take you on that journey, and I've got a collection of poetry that I'm going to share with you guys eventually, that will sort of take you through that journey, the poetry from A Dark Night of the Soul. So you know, stay tuned for that one, I guess. But yeah, lots going on, and I'm super excited and positive. I had no anxiety at a family gathering. I had a happy thought. I'm waking up smiling. I'm able to cope more considerate, more open. It's just, oh, it feels good to heal. Anyway, thanks for listening. And yeah, stay tuned. I'll keep you updated. And if you want the more sort of ongoing day-to-day updates, follow me on social media at Zach P. Phillips. Anyway, see you next time. Catch up. Hey there, podcast. Thanks for listening. I just wanted to take a few moments to give you a bit of an insight into the things I've got going on that you might want to check out. The first is my free 12-week email course called Hunt Your Own Shadow. Each week, you'll be sent an exclusive guided audio track introspective contemplation, and expansion challenge. All with the goal of helping you to identify and release the limiting beliefs that no longer serve you. You will also have access to email coaching and a plethora of other resources. If you are keen, you can sign up via the link in the show notes. I also want to let you know that I have an ever-growing collection of courses on Insight Timer and Skillshare, focusing on meditation, self-improvement, creative writing, healing, and personal development. With thousands of students, engaged classrooms, and many, many five-star reviews, these courses will transform your life, helping you move from surviving to passionately thriving. And as a bonus, on Insight Timer, I also have hundreds of free guided meditations and contemplations for you to enjoy. You can check out the links to my Skillshare and Insight Timer profiles via the links in the show notes. I've also published a bunch of books that you might like. How to Get Your Shit Together is quite literally the last self-help book you'll ever need. It begins with the 7 principles you need to turn your life around, followed by 6 sections that will help you to overcome anxiety, defeat depression, move on from trauma, get organized, find meaning, and follow your dreams. How to Get Your Shit Together has the potential to turn your life around, to improve your mental state, functionality, and overall health. It's out now as a paperback, ebook, and audio. If you're into poetry, I'll suggest you check out my collections, including the best-selling new releases for Australian and Oceania poetry called Bound to the Wings of a Butterfly and A Requiem for What Could Have Been. If you are a poet or wanting to be one, you may also appreciate my book, How to Write Evocative Poetry. This is a guidebook for unlocking creativity, expressing truth, and captivating imagination. It contains examples and breakdowns of my best works, along with guided instructions that will get you writing evocative poetry yourself. All these books are available in paperback, ebook, and audio, and you can grab a copy via the links in the show notes. Finally, if you are interested in working with me, I offer one-on-one coaching and mentoring, helping spiritualists, entrepreneurs, and coaches navigate dark nights of the soul, guiding them to take themselves from surviving to passionately thriving, using tips, tools, and techniques that enable them to process the past, accept the present, and embrace the future with positivity and purpose. I only take on a few clients at a time, so if this sounds like something you'd be keen for, you can find out more and apply to work with me via the link in the show notes. And you can check all of those offerings out and more via my website, zachary-phillips.com, or follow me on social media everywhere at Zach B. Phillips. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Catch ya.